Since earlier this year, the website has let people comparison shop for certain prescription drugs from three Canadian pharmacies. Under a contract with the state, the pharmacies can then sell drugs approved by the U.S. government. The state says it's spotted a handful of contract violations since the program began. The Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says it's found hundreds more. Spokesman Tom Engel says people are buying drugs that aren't listed on the state's website.
Not only is the state unable to enforce the contracts that they have signed with the Canadian pharmacies, the state is not even able to regulate the system itself because they're not able to detect the problems that we've been able to identify.
The governor's office calls the complaint silly. Spokesman Dan Lystico.
These are minor technical violations. What we have done is to notify the pharmacies of the violations and ask them to correct those violations, and in every case they've done that.
Lystico says that while the state's website only lists certain medications, there's nothing prohibiting residents from purchasing other FDA-approved drugs from these pharmacies. Through the first 4 months of the program, state records show residents have ordered more than 1,600 prescriptions through the site. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.